Welcome to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg Young.
But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should shew forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into His marvelous light, which in time past were not a people, but are now the people of God, which had not obtained mercy, but now have obtained mercy.
And now, Chosen Generation, where no topic is off limits and everything is filtered through biblical glasses. And now, here's your host, Pastor Greg.
And welcome to the program. Great to have you with me. Thanks so much for being here. I know you have a choice in where you can listen each and every day, and I thank you for keeping it tuned here to Chosen Generation Radio. I've got a great program lined up for you. Bottom of hour number two, Congressman Chip Roy will be with us, my congressman from Congressional District 21. Been a while since Chip has been on the program. He'll be with us. We'll talk about how to fight back against the deep state, some of the things that he's doing to battle against it. He's been very, very vocal about the vaccine mandate issue and pushing back against that. Businesses need to be open, natural immunity. So we'll talk about those things. He's talked extensively about the border, pushed back on the whole climate change agenda. And he's also talked a lot about the budget. And we'll get into all of those things coming up at the bottom of hour number two. Top of the next hour, Al Rasooli is back with us. We'll talk about the Islamic threat and continue to enlighten you. And if you've got questions about Islam, by the way, I just want to encourage you, send me an email, would you? PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. PastorGreg@ChosenGenerationRadio.com. And we'll ask Al Rasooli your question and get it answered for you. So be sure and, send him. Look, he wants to answer your questions. He wants to help people understand the threat of Islam and that there is no such thing of it as Islamophobia. There is a real reason to have fears and have concerns about mosques and about Islam in America because of what their book says. When you have a belief system that says that your guaranteed way to whatever their paradise is in their minds, but the guaranteed way to do that is to kill unbelievers. Waging war against unbelievers and dying yourself while doing it. In other words, suicide bombing. That is, in their belief system, the only sure way that you guarantee Islamic salvation. I think that's something for us to be concerned about. Just talking off the cuff here. All right, bottom of hour number one coming up at the bottom of the hour. Ryan Hartwig joins us, the Facebook whistleblower, and look forward to having Ryan on the program. We'll talk with him about this new Meta thing that's going on and what does that mean. And is big tech responsible for, election fraud? It certainly is based on the documents that he presented to Veritas. That would seem to be the implication, but we'll talk about it coming up at the bottom of this hour. But joining me now, our resident expert on all things communism, socialism, ismism, Don Jans is with me. Don, welcome. Good to have you.
Great. Lots of isms.
Lots of isms, man. Lots of isms. I get this question a lot about the issue of socialism. And I hear Christian people saying, well, capitalism is really the problem. And I don't understand the issue about socialism. So let me read a scripture. This is 2 Thessalonians chapter 3, starting at verse 6. Now we commend you, brethren, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye withdraw yourselves from every brother that walketh disorderly and not after the tradition which he received of us. For yourselves know how ye ought to follow us, for we have behaved not ourselves disorderly among you. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught. In other words, we didn't eat people's bread for free. That was not something that we did. We did not eat people's bread for free. It's an interesting statement that's made there. We go on. Neither did we eat any man's bread for naught, but wrought with labor and travail night and day, that we might not be chargeable to any of you. Not because we have not power. In other words, not because we don't have the right to demand it of you, being your leaders, but to make ourselves an ensemble unto you to follow us, an example. For even when we were with you, this we commanded you, that if any would not work, neither should he eat. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly. Disorderly, in an irregular manner. Fruitless is another word for that. It's atactos is the Greek word, and it means fruitful, unproductive, lacking proper discipline. Interesting. I bet you never heard it expressed that way before. Many haven't. For we hear that there are some which walk among you disorderly, working not at all, but are busybodies. Now them that are such we command and exhort by our Lord Jesus Christ, that with quietness they work and eat their own bread. But ye, brethren, be not weary in well-doing. And if any man obey not our word by this epistle, note that man. In other words, mark him. Make sure you know who he is. And have no company with him, that he may be ashamed. Yet count him not as an enemy, but admonish him as a brother. You know, Don, if you and I go out here and we plant a field, we churn up the ground and break up the ground, and we plant the seed, and we fertilize the seed, and we water the seed, and we nurture the crop, and we raise up the crop. And then somebody comes along and says, hey, I want some of that. Just, you know, why don't you just give me some of what you just worked so hard to create? Now, that would be wrong for them to just be given it, or to feel as though they could just take what we worked so hard to make and our family suffer in the process. It would be fine, I think, for us to say, well, you know what, I'm happy to sell you some or trade you some. But I'm not going to do all the work, and then you're just going to kick back and eat all my food that I worked so hard to grow and create. I mean, to me, that's just logical.
Who is the selfish one? Who is the selfish one? Is the selfish one the person who says, I worked for this, I produced it, and I will gain from it because I've done this? Or is the selfish one the one that says, you owe me because you have it, I don't, I didn't do anything, but yet you still owe me? Who's the selfish person? We're taught so many times in the Bible about the evils of socialism, and by the same token, we are taught so many times about the responsibility that we as a Christian have to our fellow man. I don't recall, and you correct me if I'm wrong, Pastor Chris, I recall many times, and I go back to Ruth, and we learn that those who have are directed to not completely glean the fields, but to leave for the widows and the orphans.
Mm-hmm.
Not for the able-bodied man, but for the widows and for the orphans. We learn this concept that we who have are to truly share to take care of the widows and the orphans. I don't know any place in the Bible where it tells us that we who produce have an obligation to take care of the able-bodied person who is just too lazy to take care of themselves. Am I missing something there?
Well, you know, but Scripture also tells us that we're to do everything as unto the Lord. So that means that my work is done as an offering to God.
We're to produce the best we can with the gifts he has given us.
That sure does sound like it to me. As a matter of fact, Jesus gave us the parable twice of the talents. And in both instances, the individual who took their talent and buried it in the ground and then dug it back up and brought it to the master, the master had some pretty harsh words for that individual, including taking what they had and giving it to the guy that had produced the most, and taking the person who had buried his and casting him into the dungeon where there was gnashing of teeth.
Right. And then people will throw this concept to us as well. They say, well, after Pentecost, the Christian church became a socialist church.
Mm.
And they all agreed that they would sell everything they have and that they would all donate it to the same fund. And that failed miserably. And why did that fail miserably? It failed miserably because of sin. Because we learned that the husband and wife said, well, I'm going to only partially participate.
Mm-hmm.
And they did, and they lied. They came and they told God, we're giving you everything, but they held back. And what we learn, I think, from all of this is that if we were living in a world, in a sinless world, like the founders told us, if we were all angels, then many of these things would work. But we're not, because sin prevails. And where sin prevails, you have injustices. And where sin prevails, you have many, many people placing other gods in front of the true God. And then you have discourse, and you have disharmony. And socialism is truly, truly an economic system of unfairness, of going against the word of God, of not placing God as our God, giving our ultimate.
I don't want to get out of this segment without speaking to something you just said. If everything was perfect, if there was no sin in the world, then maybe it would work. You know what? It wouldn't work. It wouldn't work even if there was no sin in the world. And I'll tell you why it wouldn't work. Because the principles of Scripture are the principles of Scripture, and the principles of Scripture are to be applied by those who've been set free from sin and death. So therefore, it wouldn't work. Faith without works is dead.
Yeah.
It's dead. So the idea that you can not work and then still receive and everything's kosher is still...
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation Radio Show. If you follow my program, you know I'm a miracle survivor of a catastrophic car accident where I saved my daughter's life, spent 6 weeks on life support, died 4 times, and broke bones in my head, neck, back, ribs, arms, pelvis, and both legs. That was in 2017. In 2004, I was given 3 to 6 months to live as my pituitary gland and adrenal gland shut down. In both instances, God and his natural cures saved and preserved my life. Recently, I was introduced to a product that has taken my healing to a whole nother level. If you want to know more, go to cgrwellness.com and sign up for an account. It's free to sign up. That's cgrwellness.com and sign up for your free account. And when you get done, email me at pg@pastorgregyoung.com. That's pg@pastorgregyoung.com, and I'll tell you how to get well.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
This is a Love Language Minute with Dr. Gary Chapman. A listener writes, Gary, my fiancé is a bit undependable, paying bills, chores, being on time. How can I trust him with the bigger things if he doesn't take care of the small things?
Excellent question, and a question that should always be asked and answered before you get married. Because whatever patterns are there before you get married will follow into the marriage. That's why these things need to be discussed openly. You need to share your concerns, share your thoughts. If the person can't grow in these areas before marriage, they're not going to grow after marriage. So these are the kind of things that need to be settled before you get married.
This has been a Love Language Minute with Dr. Gary Chapman, best-selling author of The Five Love Languages. For more helpful resources, including his book, Things I Wish I'd Known Before We Got Married, you can find it all at 5lovelanguages.com.
Dr. Elizabeth Kubler-Ross was a Swiss psychiatrist who is famous for her research and books on the subject of death and dying. She wrote, "Before I started working with dying patients, I did not believe in a life after death. I now believe in a life after death, beyond a shadow of a doubt. I've been around dying friends several times, but their deaths are not what caused me to believe in life after death. I became convinced of the afterlife by reading the New Testament, specifically Jesus Christ's words, 'He who believes in me, though he may die, he shall live.'" This is David Jeremiah encouraging you to get on the road to new life. Discover God's promise of life after death on Route 66.
Route 66, driving the word home. Log on to Route66Life.com. Start your journey home today.
Now, back to Chosen Generation with your host, Pastor Greg.
Pastor Greg.
And don't forget, you can get more Chosen Generation at www.chosengenerationradio.com.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. I'm your host, Pastor Greg. My special guest, Don Janz, My Grandchildren's America. That's the first book. We also have a copy of The Road to Tyranny right here. The Road to Tyranny. Be happy to send you one of these. We'd love to get a donation from you, if you'd be so kind as to make a donation. You can do it at the place. Let me get that up on the screen for you, so that way you can. But paypal.me/PastorGreg. paypal.me/PastorGreg. There we go. paypal.me/PastorGreg. Make a donation today and get a copy of The Road to Tyranny by Don Janz. Don, we were talking.
Just very quickly, go right ahead, please.
Yes, sir.
In The Road to Tyranny, you will also learn that both Jamestown and Plymouth started as socialist communist communities.
Yeah.
They had to switch to capitalism just to exist. If they had not, both of them would have gone extinct.
Yep, they were dying off, folks, because there was a small group that was doing all the work, and a larger group that was absolutely being lazy, and the larger group was eating more than the smaller group could produce, and they were all starving to death. They were all starving to death. And it doesn't work. You know, it's interesting. I've been around church for 50 years. And one of the kind of the, I don't know, little secrets, so to speak, is that 20% of the people do 80% of the work. And that's what happens in the church. 20% of the people do 80% of the tithing in a church, generally speaking. And of course, that's the reason why the churches are, you know, struggle financially. And it's the reason why the churches are, in many instances, not able to do the things. They're not able to look after the orphans and take care of the widows and do a lot of the good works that they would like to be able to do because of that. But we were talking in the break, Dawn, about the idea of socialism is is quote unquote a really good idea, or socialism would work if people's natures were better. Well, except that God's perfect plan and perfect purpose is not socialistic. Even if you go back and look at the garden, it was required that Adam and Eve were going to have to work in the garden. They needed to work. They needed to tend to the plants. They needed to tend to the animals. The scripture says that God gave them dominion over these things. And dominion also means then responsibility to make sure that they're healthy and they're growing well and they're taken care of, and all those kinds of things are going on. And when Jesus Christ came and began his ministry, he pronounced that the kingdom of heaven is at hand. He didn't say it's going to be coming when I come the second time around. He said it is at hand. And then his final words on the cross were, "It is finished." We address the idea of socialism because we're trying to be compassionate about individuals around us, and we're looking at handing out rather than handing up. We're looking at a free ride rather than something that you've earned. And there is biblically the idea that you can be proud, not prideful, but proud of the works of your hands, of the things that you have made, the things that you have created, and your productivity is a benefit to the community. Are you following me, Don?
Absolutely. We are told to be productive.
Yeah.
We are commanded to be productive. Now, we get that same argument where people will say, "You Christians, you are commanded to give," and the welfare state, which is socialism, is just a way of you being able to live to that command. But that is totally misleading. We're never told. We are told as members of the body of Christ to share and be generous with the word. And God tells us, Jesus told us, that he is the bread of life. So unless we are giving, and unless we are preaching the word of God, and we are handing out testaments, we are inviting people to church, all giving is worthless. It's worthless. It means nothing. Mm-hmm. Because our primary goal is to share Jesus Christ with the world. That's what he told us. That were his last words. And so socialism is totally misleading.
Yeah, 100%. All right, back with more after this.
Now is a critical time to be vigilant in the defense of our freedom. There's no better way to do so than by joining the Association of Mature American Citizens, AMAC. AMAC is one of the fastest growing conservative organizations in America. Well over 2 million people have joined and now carry the AMAC membership card. AMAC was built by regular folks who feel the same way you do. You're not alone. AMAC believes in and stands up for the values that made America so great. We're fighting the good fight against reckless government spending and the ever-expanding scope of federal government. We believe in the sanctity of our Constitution. So if you're 50 or over and hold to traditional American values, you no longer have to feel alone. Call the Association for Mature American Citizens, AMAC, and get great discounts and support your values. Call today, 855-696-7930, 855-696-7930. Use the code Pastor Greg, get your first year absolutely free. Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
This is Barry McGuire. I'm a car guy here to help you understand God's purpose for your life through the eyes of a layman. I'm living proof of that old saying, do what you love and you'll never have to work a day in your life. I've been sharing my faith for over 40 years, and if you hear me often enough, you'll hear me say it's the most fun I've ever had, ever. No matter how hard you work, life can become routine. You start wondering what life is all about, but let's face it, 100 years from now, the accomplishments we've worked so hard to achieve will be meaningless. So here's the point. Bringing people to Jesus will last forever. And until you have a heart for the lost, you'll never know what life is really all about. Jesus said when you bear fruit, his joy will remain with you, and your joy will remain full, and you'll never work a day in your life. Your job is to ignite revival outside the walls of your church by moving everyone every day closer to Jesus. If you need help doing that, go to ROTW.com.
Hi, this is Adam Holtz, and you're listening to Plugged In.
I am a poet. My words upon your lips.
I will make you romantic. Will you make me handsome?
The new movie Cyrano retells the tragic tale of 17th century French writer Cyrano de Bergerac. It's a sadly familiar story. Man loves woman. Woman loves a different man. Man helps other man win woman's heart. If that sounds painful, it is. This lavish story delivers heartfelt moments. It's impossible not to root for this impassioned portrayal of Cyrano. But we've also got some sensuality to deal with, as well as some revealing period piece dresses. The story is set in wartime, and there's a smattering of language too. So we're giving Cyrano a 3 out of 5 for family friendliness. Read the full review at PluggedIn.com/radio. I'm Adam Holtz for Focus on the Family's Plugged In Movie Review.
Did you know you can do your tithing and love offering right from your computer? Visit www.chosengenerationradio.com to support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation. Now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. And it is my sincere pleasure to welcome my next guest to the program. He is the Facebook whistleblower, unlike the woman that was sent out by Facebook to propagate their their, I don't know what you want to call it, their shtick, if you will, but at any rate, which is, you know, we want more partnership with the government. That was the whole deal there. Facebook wanted the government to partner with them, and under the cover of government partnership, they could do an even more intense job of censoring what people are seeing and hearing on the platform. And then they would say, oh, well, you know, we're just doing what the government told us to do because of the regulations, you know, that they actually helped to write, so that way they could drown out the voices they didn't want heard. My next guest could speak about all of those wonderful things that Facebook is doing to manipulate our world. Now I'll probably get banned, but that's okay. I've been banned before. I'm banned from YouTube permanently for life because I told the truth about viruses with Dr. Judy Mikovits, and I'm banned from Twitter for life because I told the truth about Eric Swalwell running a prostitution ring, the Chinese spy whore. Anyway, David Ryan Hartwig joins me now, ryanhartwig.org, Facebook whistleblower. Ryan, welcome. Good to have you.
Yeah, thanks for having me on, Pastor Greg. It's a pleasure to be with you all this morning. And there's a lot going on in the world, and it seems like it all comes back to Facebook at a certain point. Hopefully they're kind of losing some of their power, their grasp on global politics, but they still have an influence in Ukraine. So I mean, there's a lot that we can talk about. Do you want to start, Pastor Greg?
Well, you mentioned that as we were getting ready to jump into our conversation relative to the Ukraine. I do want to get at some point your thoughts with regards to this whole Meta launch and what does that mean. And obviously they are gearing up right now. We're starting into the primary season and the midterms, and so you know, there's a lot going on relative to that. But you mentioned that Facebook is banning certain groups that are speaking in a certain way about whatever's going on over in the Ukraine, between Russia and the Ukraine in that situation. Talk to me about that.
Yeah, so Facebook, as we know, has a dangerous orgs list, dangerous organizations.
Mm.
So on this list, you have terrorist organizations, hate groups. And The Intercept published an article back in October and published that full list, which includes a lot of militia groups in the United States that are considered hate orgs or racist, right? Which are constitutional militias. Now, with in Ukraine, even back to when I was moderating content from 2018 to 2020, we had this National Guard battalion called the Azov Battalion that was listed as a hate org in Ukraine. So Facebook, the news today is that Facebook has temporarily lifted the restrictions. So while this conflict is going on, Facebook says, okay, it's okay, you can talk about this supposed hate group, which there might be some legitimacy. That might be somewhat valid. There's some research that 10 to 20% of the group are Nazis. So some of them actually wear swastikas on their helmets. So that may be legitimate. But the point is, Facebook is lifting the restriction on this horrible, dangerous organization that's, you know, protecting Ukrainian civilians. At the end of the day, they're protecting Ukrainian civilians from bloodshed. So that's the news. One aspect of it is that this hate org, which I documented in my book, and I discussed in my book, Behind the Mask of Facebook, this Azov Battalion, AZOV, it was considered a hate org by, or still is considered a hate org by Facebook, and so it just calls into question the impact that Facebook has on global politics, because, you know, even the Intercept, which is somewhat left-leaning, they're definitely not a far-right publication. They even talk about how confusing it is, this Facebook policy. Okay, so we allow them for now, but the question they ask here in this article from yesterday, actually, is what happens when a group you've deemed too dangerous to freely discuss is defending its country against a full-scale assault, right? So those are some questions we want to ask, and it's relevant as we're talking about Ukraine and everything that's happening over there, is what is Facebook's role in labeling these groups that are too dangerous, you know, they're too dangerous, but, oh, well, now they're okay because they're protecting innocent civilians, so they're no longer a hate group temporarily, right?
You know, I thought for a second while you were talking that I would go and just kind of take a quick look at, SPLC, because SPLC is, as I understand it, correct me if I'm wrong.
Southern Poverty Law.
Yeah, that's an organization that Facebook relies on to tell them who hate organizations are. Is that correct?
Yeah. We use the SPLC as a guide, and so Facebook created their list with help from the SPLC. And so, you had groups on the SPLC list, like, you know, Catholic groups who are against pro-life groups. They were on that list. And so,
well, Act for America is considered a hate group. The Remembrance Project, which is families who have lost a loved one that were killed by an illegal alien criminal, that's considered a hate group. Israel United in Christ is considered a hate group. Truth in Textbooks. I mean, I mention these because I know the leaders of Israel United in Christ. The Haggis are very heavily involved in that. I know the Maria that started Espinoza, who started the Remembrance Project, a very loving, incredible Christian woman. I was at the very beginning of helping Lieutenant Colonel Roy White start Truth in Textbook in Texas Textbooks because of the indoctrination that was happening with our kids. Those are just a couple of examples, right? Wow.
Yeah. No, I mentioned in my book, Beyond the Mask of Facebook, that they also, the SPLC, you know, mislabels pro-life and the conservative entities as hate groups, including the Family Research Council. So, right. And that labeling, that led to an armed mass murder attempt against the Family Research Council. People, someone tried to break into their headquarters or broke into their headquarters and tried to shoot up the whole place. And so, yeah, this is, yeah, the SPLC and also we use the ADL, the Anti-Defamation League at Facebook, to put these groups on lists. And so it's very dangerous what Facebook's doing. They're labeling groups as hate groups, and they're labeling militias as hate groups. And in many cases, these are, at least in the U.S., these are constitutional militias. It's horrible what the SPLC is doing, what Facebook is doing, both here and in the Ukraine as far as
American Family Association is on the SPLC's list as a hate group because the AFA supports traditional family values. Because they support a biblical worldview, they're listed on the SPLC's list of hate groups. All right. Let's move on to the Meta thing. We got a couple minutes left in this segment, and then we'll pick up some more on this on the other side of the break. But what is this shift and why Metaverse? What do you see? What's the real story going on here?
Yeah, so the Metaverse, people are saying, oh yeah, Facebook has a Metaverse. They're going to be, people are buying stock in the Metaverse. But really, to be honest, Facebook is not well positioned for the Metaverse. Microsoft is actually better positioned. So if there's any gamers listening right now or in the video game who play video games like Call of Duty, For those of you over, you know, under 40 years old, maybe, maybe you play video games, Pastor Greg, I don't know, but, the, you know, Facebook is not well positioned for the metaverse. They may have created this metaverse, idea, but the reason why Microsoft is better positioned is they own video games. And I really see that video games are going to be the future of the metaverse. So Microsoft recently purchased, Activision for $68 billion. Activision's a huge, very large video game company. So I really see virtual reality and the metaverse being used in conjunction with video games, whether it could be used for learning, for interacting.
Mm-hmm.
But I really think Facebook is going to be the loser on this. They get the attention because they changed their name and everyone's talking about Facebook. But, you know, their stock has gone down quite a bit in the last couple months. And
right.
They're still going to be a player. With social, well, hopefully not with social media very long if our the lawsuit I'm working with is successful. But yeah, right now Microsoft is better positioned to have an influence with the metaverse. So you'll have Bill Gates telling you what you can.
This is Adam Mundall with State Air, and we are sponsors of Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Sponsoring this program has been a real blessing to our business, and I want to encourage you to join me in sponsoring Chosen Generation and Pastor Greg. Call him today at 830-446-3624. Once again, that's 830-446-3624. I know your business will be blessed as ours is, and I challenge you to this blessing. Thank you.
Hi, this is Pastor Greg, host of the Chosen Generation radio show, reminding you that we have a two-hour program Monday through Friday with great interviews on topics that impact you. Our goal is to return our country to a biblically based constitutional republic as envisioned by our founding fathers and what made our nation the greatest in the world for over 150 years. You are a part of that vision, so please join us at ChosenGenerationRadio.com, ChosenGenerationRadio.com, and sign up for our emails today.
Do you find yourself turning on the news and feeling hopeless? Open borders, spending gone crazy, the prospect of more mandates, lockdowns, inflation, and the list goes on? There's something you can do. Buy from companies that believe what you and I believe. We need to stick together now more than ever. And there's been one company willing to stand with you since 2012, Patriot Mobile. Patriot Mobile is America's only Christian conservative wireless provider. They offer nationwide coverage using the same towers as all the major carriers. Patriot Mobile has plans to fit any budget and discounts for veteran and first responder heroes and multi-line accounts. They are 100% U.S.-based, providing exceptional customer service. Most importantly, Patriot Mobile shares our values and supports organizations fighting for religious freedom, constitutional rights, sanctity of life, first responders, and veterans. Use the code CHOSEN for free activation. Call 972-PATRIOT, 972-PATRIOT. Call today. Use the code CHOSEN, patriotmobile.com/chosen.
Are you getting up in the morning feeling like you and your bed had a bad night, still tired? Stop! It doesn't have to be that way. That's why Mike Lindell started MyPillow, and after his success helping people sleep better with the pillow, Mike decided to go all in. He found Giza cotton for the best sheets and created the ultimate mattress topper. And since stores won't carry his product, he's passing that savings on to you. Use the code Pastor Greg for incredible discounts and help feed starving children. Call today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
Nowhere else are you going to be able to sleep well and know that you have fed starving kids. Use the code Pastor Greg. Call MyPillow today.
800-662-9236. 800-662-9236.
For the best night's sleep in the whole wide world, visit MyPillow.com.
Old Ben Franklin sure packed a lot of wisdom into his Poor Richard's sayings. Hi, I'm Chuck Swindoll. Here's one of them. For want of a nail, the shoe was lost. For want of a shoe, the horse was lost. For want of a horse, the rider is lost. I think you get the point. Oh, it's just a small nail. I can attend to that later. Wrong. Too late. Here's another. A stitch in time saves nine. You know, I think there's a theme developing here. Do the small job now, so you don't have to do a larger job later. Attend to those details. and do it now.
Pastor and teacher Chuck Swindoll. Visit Insight for Living's website at insight.org.
Look, I am for marriage between a man and a woman. I am for life from conception. I am for following the Bible, and I believe that our founders started this nation on biblical principles. I am in support of our military and believe that America should play a role in world security. I believe our Constitution was intended for a moral people and that the Bible contains the only true moral code. I believe we are all born sinners and that God in His grace and mercy sent His Son Jesus Christ to die for our sins, and that if we will confess our sins, He is just and righteous to forgive us our sins and cleanse us from all unrighteousness. I believe salvation is not just accomplished in a little prayer, but that it is found in how that transformation is lived out. Jesus is to be the Lord of our lives, and we should follow biblical precepts. This is not legalism or works, but a life lived out in love and honor towards the one who died for my sins. Faith without works is dead and is no faith at all. I believe that we will fall and that we need to have a repentant heart, and that God will ultimately bring us into perfect action through Jesus Christ. Spirit man perfected and soulish man in progress. I believe that we are not to live in guilt and shame when we fall, but we repent and get up and move closer to Jesus. I believe that if our nation will repent and turn from wickedness, that God will heal our land. I believe that as a Christian, I must occupy till He comes, and that to call evil wicked and to warn about those evil acts is a part of the mandate of Christianity. That to love also means to be willing to take the risk necessary to confront a friend with the truth in hopes that their heart will be turned because their life matters, even if it means, in that moment, they will possibly hate me. It means that I must risk scorn to stand for truth, and that I can never sit silently by while evil attempts to conquer the world. God is my everything, and Jesus is the love of my life. That does not make me weak, but strong, not silent, but bold, and not fearful, but courageous. Therefore, if you are my friend, while we may not fully agree, know that I share what I share because I care. If you strongly disagree with these beliefs, they are not debatable for me, and you can, if you choose, unfriend me. I do not say this in anger, but in love. I wish for you eyes to see and ears to hear that Jesus Christ is the only way to salvation, and that God, not man, gets to decide what is truth, life, and the way. God bless you.
You can support Chosen Generation and make a tax-deductible donation by visiting www.chosengenerationradio.com. And now, back to Chosen Generation with Pastor Greg.
And welcome back to Chosen Generation Radio, where no topic is off limits and everything filtered through biblical glasses. My special guest is Ryan Hartwig, whistleblower at Facebook, and he was really one of the first ones to come out and visit with James O'Keefe. Behind the mask of Facebook, a whistleblower's shocking story of big tech bias and censorship by Ryan Hartwig and Kent Heckenlively. And I would encourage you to pick that up. You can find it at his website, too, ryanhartwig.org. We want to direct you, though, to another website that he is working with and on the board and leading the charge, and that is for social media free speech. Ryan, why don't you tell us about Social Media Freedom Foundation?
Yeah, thanks, Pastor Greg. And I'm an officer with the Social Media Freedom Foundation. David Harris Jr., Ann Vander Steele, and Brent Hamachek are all on the board of directors. And working on a constitution. Yeah, they're all great. And it's an honor to work with them. And Jason Fick is the founder and director, Jason Fick, FYK.
Okay.
And so the Social Media Freedom Foundation, we're a nonprofit, nonpartisan organization. We're 501c3 pending approval, and basically, you know, this is a constitutional lawsuit. It's unique. Now, we've seen some lawsuits regarding the First Amendment. We had a lawsuit from Trump, of course, which got moved from Florida to California jurisdiction, unfortunately. But this one deals with the Fifth Amendment. So Jason Fick, just a quick summary, back in 2012, Jason Fick had 12 million followers on Facebook. And then in 2015, you know, his politics found themselves to be disagreeable with Facebook. And so they deleted his page and they sold it to someone else.
Wow.
So he's been suing them ever since.
And they sold it to someone else?
Yeah, they took down his page and they sold it to his competitor.
Yeah. How in the world could they even, I mean, wow.
Yeah. And so he started suing them in 2018.
Okay.
Thereabouts. And it went to the Supreme Court in January of 2021. And, of course, the Supreme Court, as with all important cases, they chose not to hear it. And so because they chose not to hear it, Jason Fick now is standing to sue the government itself. So not anyone can just sue the government. So
right.
That's this constitutional challenge. And it has the ability, has the potential to strike down Section 230, this statute that has been misinterpreted, that big tech and Facebook have been using to their advantage. So we're super excited about this. We have a deadline on March 3rd next week for a Ninth Circuit Court appeal. And if you're an attorney, this is a case of first impression. So it's never been done before.
Mm-hmm.
It's very, very unique, and we're very excited.
Wow. Okay. So we can follow that by going to socialmediafreedom.org, socialmediafreedom.org. Those of you who are watching the program at one of our social media sites or on TECNTV.com or perhaps at chosengenerationradio.com, you've been looking at the page. We've had that up on the screen, but it's socialmediafreedom.org, socialmediafreedom.org. You can get an update there, and they will keep you posted on what's going on. You can make a donation if you'd like to help support the cause as well. And they're looking at, you know, your Fifth Amendment, your basically the right to your property and the right to not having your property taken from you. And if the protection of Section 230 is applied, then that's a governmental protection that's being given to these social media platforms. And since the government refused to take up the case via the Supreme Court, now I assume that's the legal precedent or the legal justification for saying, okay, well, that means now that I get to sue you because you tried to ignore me.
Exactly. Yeah, the Fifth Amendment deals with due process. So, mm-hmm. you know, people are being deprived of their liberty and property.
Right.
But right now you can't sue Facebook. So if we were to be successful, then they would open up the floodgates. The government has to make a decision. They have to decide whether, they strike down the whole law or just parts of the law.
Mm-hmm.
This deals with your right as an individual to sue the government. So there's a couple of like legal principles that are part of this lawsuit. So there's something called the overbreadth doctrine, where basically you can't restrict free speech to a certain extent. And there's also something called the void for vagueness principle. And there's the non-delegation doctrine. So the non-delegation doctrine is basically, well, Congress delegated this authority to these companies to restrict speech. Did they have that authority to delegate in the first place? And some of those arguments are also in Trump's First Amendment lawsuit. But yeah, it's a very unique lawsuit. Without getting into the weeds too much, the best analogy I can think of is, you know, who enforces the law? Like if I go to McDonald's or Domino's or, you know, a pizza place, pizza joint, and I'm causing problems there, the employees are going to call the police, right? Now, what's happening right now with Facebook is if you misbehave on Facebook, Facebook has their own internal police and they kick you out. And so imagine if going to McDonald's and instead of calling the police, they have their own bouncers, you know, who bounce you out, and they don't involve the local law enforcement, which that's basically what's going on with Facebook. They're using their own internal police instead of using normal law enforcement like they should. So Congress, you know, delegated this authority. This authority is being abused, and we have a way to fix Section 230, either strike it down. And once again, this is unique because we're not suing Facebook or Twitter. We're suing the government itself under the Fifth Amendment for due process. So very excited about this. We got some deadlines coming up. But yeah, you can check out socialmediafreedom.org and can learn more about it. And yeah, I'm very excited about it.
Well, what's really rotating here is the determination on Section 230 and what exactly that allows. Because I mean, you know, if you go into a club and you're acting badly or misbehaving, it's possible that the bouncer of that club might, you know, toss you out on your ear. Now, if you committed some kind of violence, then they might well call the police as well. But there are instances where someone is just plain removed from the premises for being disruptive. But with Section 230, you've got to decide, are you going to let everyone be in your building and have their freedoms and their liberties? Or are you going to pick and choose who gets to have freedoms and liberties? And if you pick and choose, then Section 230 no longer gives you protection. And if you say you're acting on behalf of the government, now you've opened up an entirely different can of worms. Back after this.
I thank and praise God for this borewell that God has enabled us to put in this village. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Radio Ministry, and by the prayer and support of the Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry, we could put the borewell in this village for the community. Before, this community was drinking dirty water, and that was really causing a lot of sickness. But now they are getting pure and fresh water, and all the community is so thankful for Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry and all the supporters. And we pray for all of you that God would bless you and God would use you so that we can put more and more borewells in a poor and a needy community, those who are really having a problem of the waters. God bless you and keep us in your prayer. And this pastor is Pastor Jackie, has been doing the ministry here in this village. And really, this village is really in a big need of a church building. Keep us in prayer. God bless you. And this is this borewell we have put, and pure and fresh water is coming. And we are so thankful for all of you. Especially we thank to Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry that help us and support us to put the borewell. Thank you. God bless you.
Hey, this is Pastor Greg. For only $400, just 400 American dollars, we can drill and buy the equipment to put in these life-changing wells. Would you consider making a donation today? PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Only $400 changes thousands of lives for generations. You can be a part of that today. PayPal.me/Pastor Greg. Please consider making your best donation today.
We thank and praise God that God has enabled us to put the borewell here in this community. With the prayer and support of Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this community is so grateful because now they are getting pure and fresh water in their home. And they are doing well and their health is doing good. Therefore, we would like to request all of our supporters and Pastor Greg Young and the Chosen Generation Ministry that there are many villages in Punjab, those who are really having big problem of getting pure and fresh water in their villages, in their communities. And God is putting in your heart to donate anything to do or to put the borewells in a needful and poor villages, then you can directly contact Pastor Greg Young or Chosen Generation Ministry. And we pray and we bless all the people, those who have been doing and supporting this borewell through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. And this pastor is doing the ministry in this community. And please keep us in your prayer. And we are praying for all those who have been supporting to put this bore well through Pastor Greg Young and Chosen Generation Ministry. God bless you and God be with you all. And always keep us in your prayer. We are also praying for you. Thank you. And you can